spoke a word and life began. Told oceans where to start and where to end. You set in motion time and space, but still you come and you call to me by name. Still you come and you call to me by name. If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break, so here I am lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars.
The deepest.
The deepest depths, the darkest nights can separate, can't keep me from your side. I get so lost, forget my way. Still you love, and you don't forget my name. If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break, so here I am, lifting up my heart. Calm the raging sea, you can calm a storm in me. You're never too far away, you never show up too late. So here I am, lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars.
Your love.
Your love has called my name. What do I have to fear? What do I have to fear? If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break, so here I am, lifting up my heart. You can calm the raging sea, you can calm a storm in me. You're never too far away, you never show up too late. So here I am, lifting stars. You're the one who holds the stars.
Yeah. Praise God. Amen. We serve a good God. Amen. Man, he is so awesome. How many people saw the storm last night? Yeah, I think all of us saw some parts of it. And if it would have been any night besides Saturday, I'd have got up and watched it in my garage. But I had stuff to do on Sunday morning, so I can't play like that. Any other night, I'd have been out there with it. But I just want to welcome everybody here, friends, family, visitors. As you know, this is Newhall Christian Fellowship. I'm Senior Pastor Mike Young. I'm going to be sharing my testimony today. And even as I was thinking about it, I've shared my testimony a thousand times over the years. But it's really, I'm going to share my eyewitness account of God's testimony, because it's God who changed everything in my life and changed most things in me and has changed literally my last 31 years and my whole future. And it's really my eyewitness account of what I've seen God's faithfulness in my life. Amen? So I'll just open this up with prayer, and we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this family. We thank you that we do serve people. and we are servants in your kingdom, but we are your sons and daughters. And so, Lord, we come in as family, brothers and sisters, and sons and daughters in this place. And we just ask God, Father God, Abba Father, that you would show us your glory today. We pray, Lord, that you would cause faith to arise in all of our hearts. Every single person on the worship team, every person here that's worshiping in their seats, every person that's going to be in children's church, the kids in children's church, every single person on this property today, Lord, would you please show us your glory? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other.
Sit down. You. Hi, Dave. I'm going to have you hang out here for a minute with me. I got it, Andy. Sit down. It's starting. High five, Joel. Okay, so I just wanted to, I'm sure it's in the bulletin and has been in the bulletin, but I'm not a very observant person sometimes, so, I mean a lot of times. So, we are having a neighborhood fun day, and this is going to be kind of like a carnival. We'll have games and stuff like that outside with prizes on August 6th from 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And I have a friend that has been... Oh my. We can't ride the unicycle, so we went with training wheels. That's true. Right. So I'm going to pass this off to our deaconess.
Good morning, everybody. Guess what we need? We need each and every one of you to work at the Neighborhood Fun Day. There's something for everyone to do. If you are a person that doesn't have lots of energy or maybe have a disability, we have things that you can do inside here, like helping our guests find the bathroom if they need it, that kind of thing. Everyone else, we really could use your help. We have a sign-up sheet out in the foyer that we would like you to sign up with. The thing to remember about this fun day is it's for the neighborhood. So we do a lot of things inside the church for our, to build ourselves up, right? So we want to make sure we focus on the neighborhood on August 6th from 11 to 3.
If you do not volunteer, I will put you down, and you will be here to do it, right? Voluntold. That's right. That's what was, okay. Voluntold. You were voluntold to be here. This is not my church or Mike's church. This is our church. So we want everybody to participate, please, because this is, if you've noticed, we've had new people every week coming in these doors. So we want to keep that momentum going, and this is a huge thing. So I'm going to pass it off to this beauty.
Oh, thank you. Before that, we have the prophetic worship evening on the July 29th. It's going to be on 7 to 8:30 p.m. And we have the church directory, so if you want, you can download Instant Church directory on your smart or Android device. Click Create, Login, put in your email address, and create your password to join. And then tomorrow, there's going to be, sorry, I can't be, I would love to, but you know, it's going to be tomorrow, July 25th. 3:40 p.m. It's Feeding America. And water baptism service, and that's going to be my baptism next Sunday. And prayer meetings every Saturday beginning August 6th at 9 a.m. And then next game and movie night on the Friday, August 19th. We are combining our game nights with a movie, games and snacks at 6:30 and movie at dusk. And stay informed at, and sorry, I don't know. Visit our website at www.ncfwyom.com or text welcome to 616-208-2880. And life group summer schedule, young adults group every Monday, at 6:30 p.m. at Young's, Pastor Mike Young's and the Starbucks. Life groups Wednesday, August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. And women's brunch Saturday, August 13th at 11 p.m. And I've never been there to say, hopefully. And church picnic on August 17th. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
I would like to invite my kids up here for an announcement, please. I just want to, I want to thank them for running.
Don't cry. Already?
I'm so proud. So proud.
Well,
No, just kidding. We just had a little exciting news we want to share with you guys, but we have one son right now, and we have another baby on the way. We just want to share that with you. Praise God. So all the prayers are needed. Patience.
That's awesome. What was really funny is yesterday at the men's breakfast, Chris Shire was here. And so after we, like towards the end, he had a couple of prophetic words for people. And he turns to Court and he says, God just tells me that you're a really good dad. He's going to help you in that with your kids. Or how many kids do you have? And Corey says, well, you have one. He says, well, I keep hearing kids, plural. But, you know, maybe that's not me prophesying. It's like, I looked at Corey and I looked at Dennis and they're both grinning like, people that are about to have a new baby. It's, I just cracked up. It was funny, prophetic word. And so then that forced Corey's hand to have to tell us what Holy Spirit already shared yesterday. So I thought that was really funny. Last Sunday night, we had a men's meeting with DCC, which is Downtown Christian Church. So we combined and met at Chris's house, and that was awesome. It was kind of a last-minute thing, so if you're only hearing about it now, a week later, it was a last-minute thing. I sent out a text in church thing, and I realized later on that not everybody's in that, so we're going to communicate better as we have joint services with that other church. I also want to announce one more thing that we're just starting to work on. Angie Gates works at a place. It's called Storehouse Ministry, and what they do is they get, like, overstock or returns or whatever, like big box stores, Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Amazon, stuff that is being returned for whatever kind of reason, and they really don't want it back, then they give it to them, and they just have to pay shipping costs. So they might get a semi full of stuff that costs $100,000, and they have to pay $700 for the shipping cost. Then they, in turn, resell it to ministries like us. And so basically the rule is we buy it from them at a super, super discounted rate, but 70% of what we buy we have to give away. We can't keep it. And the 30% that we do keep has to be used for giving the other stuff away. So if we need desks or shelving, stuff like that, we're going to put this stuff on to try to continue getting that stuff into our neighborhood. So me and Lois are going to be going tomorrow, first time ever, do some shopping. And Angie's going to share next week. I'm going to give her some time to just really give you an idea what we're praying about, what we're planning on doing. I'm trying to whet your appetite a little bit. We're going to go shop the first time tomorrow and get an idea of the lay of the land, what they have, and start trying to make a process so that we can then in turn turn some of the areas of this church into a storehouse of stuff that we can give to hurting people that need some help out in our neighborhood. So I think it's super exciting. There's a lot of things going on right now, so if it feels like, oh, I didn't hear about that until now, I didn't hear about that, it's just because there's so much good stuff going on right now, it's literally hard to keep up with it and communicate that at all the meetings. So we're still doing the sound system here. That's scheduled for the second Tuesday in August. He's going to come in and give us all our new stuff. We're going to have a time of training, hopefully, that week. What else? We're going to be refurbishing, putting air conditioning in the prayer room and the fellowship room. So we're looking at doing all that stuff. We've got this storehouse ministry that we're trying to get up and running. We've got the August 6th fun day. There's just a bunch of stuff going on. And I just encourage you to be around. Check your bulletin. Keep it somewhere where you can see it. You can go, okay, what's this week? Okay, we got that Monday. We've got that Wednesday. We've got that Saturday. Whoa, that's a busy week. Awesome. And what's coming up next week? And just start trying to, like, get your head wrapped around we're a busy church now because God's on the move. Amen? This isn't just busy work. I hate busy work. But if we can reach the lost, if we can help hurting people, if we can strengthen the body of Christ, I am all in. So enough of that. Can I have the ushers come up? Oh. You absolutely can, Denise.
I just wanted to let you guys know it's not just our church that wants us to work around the neighborhood and for the neighborhood. I stress that when I go out. And I just wanted to let you know some of the supporters that we have backing us. We have Coozie's Nut House. We have Family Fair. We have Myers. We have CVS. We have Walgreens donates our water when we get it. Applebee's is a supporter of ours. I just got Vitale's Pizza, Vitale's to get on board with us. I've got Dollar Tree that is willing to help us at times when we need it. Speedway at times when we need it. They can't do it all the time, but they're supporting us. They know that we're out here. I've got Aldi's. I've got also the police department, the fire department helping us. Lombardo's Pizza, which is in Wyoming on Porter, but they still are, still are very supportive of what we're doing and the cause that we have. And I also have the Mitten right around the corner that I'm working with, trying to get them. So it's a combination of people around the area that really want to see us help the community, the Wyoming community, to make it better, and the personal aspect of it.
Oh, and the rest of the story is all of those people are donating to us because of her. Thank you, Denise. By the way, a person that has been in the loop here and talking about, you know, aware of our air conditioning situation and in the lack thereof, we had a person donate $10,000 this week specifically for air conditioning. So God's on the move. Amen? And if he'll do that for just stuff that perishes, what will he do for the souls that are in this neighborhood? That's where my heart is. So if we can have the ushers come up, we'll take the offering. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that you've blessed us with your presence. You've blessed us with your kingdom. You've blessed us with your spirit. You've blessed us literally with each other. You've blessed us with hope and joy and excitement, anticipation. Lord, you're on the move. And we just want to say thank you so much. We're grateful to you, Lord, for all that everybody does here. Not just the big donations that way, oh, go wow, but the Denise that goes and talks to people for a couple of pizzas, or Andy and Denise that are doing some of the running around, or I'd go on all day and name every single person here, Lord. But I'm just grateful. From the bottom of my heart, I'm grateful to you for this group of people that you've sowed me into, that I get to share my life with them. Thank you, God. Now, this offering we're taking up, Lord, would you please glorify your name? Would you supernaturally help us to share you with the people around us through this offering, whether that's buying stuff here for this building or it's buying medicine for someone that needs it? Whatever it is, God, I just pray that your supernatural presence would be wrapped up in this money, that you would get glory, that your kingdom would grow, and that people would be saved through the money that's getting collected today. And I ask, Lord, for your blessing on the cheerful givers this morning. Lord, whether they're just, they're going to give whatever their amount is, Lord, I pray that you would watch over your word to make sure it performs, because you say you can't be outgiven and you love a cheerful giver. So would you please let us see that word in action today as we give to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
As Denise was sharing all of the sponsors for our church and all, God gave me this scripture. I want to read it slow, let it sink in for me and all of us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Isn't that what's happening right now? I mean, these people are getting excited about this church on the move, right? Yeah, let me read it one more time. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeanette. It's perfect. So, worship team, you want to come on up, and the rest of us, let's just give God some crazy, glorious worship today.
Good morning. Will you please stand? Are you ready to enter into the throne room of God? Yes. Enter in on the praise and honor to his name today. Hallelujah. Amen.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. And if.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Our God.
Our God is greater. stop us. And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Let's give him a praise offering in this place today. Praise Hallelujah.
As we were singing this song about how awesome our God is in power and he's a healer, I was reminded just a couple of days ago, me and Jeanette were sitting on our deck, and she said, boy, my ankles are really hurting. Would you pray for them? So I just leaned over and put a hand on each one of her ankles, and I prayed for healing. As I was praying, I could feel things moving. Things were like clicking into place. And when I got done, she was completely pain-free and still is from a couple of days ago. That's the God we're worshiping. Is there anyone here right now that needs to be prayed for healing?
I didn't feel any of that, but right after he was done praying, they were healed.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, we just acknowledge that you are the healer, that you heal us supernaturally. You heal us through doctors. You heal us through physicians. You heal us through physical therapy. And God, you also heal us supernaturally. The Bible says that through the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. And so, Lord, I just lift up everybody here right now this morning, anyone that might have a headache or a neck ache or shoulder ache, those are the things that are coming to me right now. And I just speak healing out in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And I command that flesh to come in line. You need to obey the word of God that says, by the stripes of Jesus, we've been healed. So be healed in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you for healing us right here, right now, today. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There is a name that echoes on eternal shores with all believers who have come. Fails me, you are the saving one. You reach from the heavens, home of the nations. You are the saving one. Yes, you are the saving one. Amazing.
amazing grace never fails me. You are the saving one. You reach from the heavens, home of the nations. You are the saving one. Yes, you are the saving one. Fails me, you are the saving one. You reach from the heavens, hope of the nations. You are the saving one. Yes, you are the saving one.
God, we just give you all the praise and glory that you deserve. I just ask right now that we use this moment as a reset. Reset our hearts, reset our minds. Clear your mind right now, Lord. Just listen to the music that Lois is playing. Prepare our hearts for this next song, because you are amazing, and our chains are gone if we will let you help them to be gone. You give us this option every day. Your mercies are new every day, and we're so thankful for everything that you bless us with, have blessed us with, and continue to bless us with, Lord. Just ask all of this in your precious name. Amen. And Kyle's going to sing the first verse for us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Sing that verse again.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are
promised.
The Lord has promised. soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Abba, Father, I just love that song. There's so much truth in that song and who you are to each one of us, who you are to each one of us personally, who you are to us personally every day. And Lord, all of us, I'm sure all of us could just really testify of our wretchedness. It seems like we're pretty good at keeping track of our own weaknesses and our own failures. What we didn't do that we should have, what we did do that we shouldn't have, we seem to be pretty good at all that. But Lord, right now, this morning, we do declare that we were wretches that you got a hold of. We used to be wretches. Now we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. That literally means we have your DNA inside us. We were born of your Spirit. We have your DNA, and all of us can joyfully say there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect and you're awesome. And we can honestly and truthfully say we're your sons and daughters. So if you're our dad, what's that make us? Lord, we're not wretches. We're the opposite now. And so we just silence the devil's stupid accusing voice. We silence all demonic voices. We silence all lying voices. We even silence self-talk right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare, Father God, you're awesome, you're wonderful, you're perfect in absolutely every way, and we are your sons and daughters. We thank you and praise you for that absolute miracle, Father. Today, as I talk about your goodness to me, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'd remind each and every person that hears my voice of how good God's been to them. Lord, I pray that you would help us to help us to be proud of your testimony, of our eyewitness account of the things you've done in us and through us. Would you please help us now, Lord? Help us to get good and bold at talking about your good things in our lives. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody said,
amen.
Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. It was great.
We've got something we've got to do. The Holy Spirit is working.
Okay. Need to turn on.
Holy Spirit is working, so a word come to Angela, and we're wanting to lay hands on Mike. So you come on over here.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to come up and lay hands on this good man, please come up.